Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
All right, welcome. Degenerate Derek Podcast. NFL Week 2 Pick Show. Interesting Thursday night football we had last night. Shout out to my boy Daniel. He will be hopefully the co-host one day on this podcast when we get together. Maybe not, but still, you know, doing his picks. One of his picks I didn't get to get out because he went 1-4 last week and I wasn't doing the pod till Friday. But he did have the Chiefs -4, so Daniel starts out with a big fat L. It's a big fat L to start the week. Good shit, Daniel. I did have the Chargers last night, +4, so I was glad to see that late touchdown. Couldn't believe, you know, Chargers were dominating that game. They were the right side the whole way, and then Herbert's receiver just totally fucked him over with that pick six. But I feel bad they didn't get the win, because obviously Chargers aren't happy today, but I'm happy they covered the 4. So shout out to them. Good way to start the week going into Sunday with a positive W. I do got 5 picks I'm going to give out, just like I do each and every week. I also have a Moneyline underdog straight up winner that I'm going to give out each and every week. I'm 0-1 on that. I'm 2-3 on my 5 games I bet on for real. So obviously looking to bounce back week 2. I feel good. Week 1 to me is a crapshoot. You don't know what the fuck's going to happen. Week 2, you don't know totally, but you have obviously a much better feel. You try to look for those spots where teams that didn't show up last week, maybe they show up this week. We'll see what happens. But I do got 5 games I'm going to give out. I do got 4 other games I'm going to give out for my boy Daniel. He went 1-4 last week. So, you know, maybe you want it to end. He's already starting out the week, starting out week 2, 0-1. So you might want to look into fading him. I'm not sure. But let's just get Daniel's picks out of the way real quick.
Number 5.
That was the Kansas City Chiefs -4. That's a big fat L. Good job, Daniel.
Number 4.
All right, his next pick, he's got Seahawks +10. He sent these picks to me on Wednesday. I'm going to give him the 10 just because he's down bad. But I think I saw the line this morning was at 9. Some places 9.5. It did get bet down to 8.5, but I've seen it pop back up. So he likes Seahawks plus the points, obviously, because, you know, they win. They beat Denver. You know, now they're going to San Francisco. San Francisco looked like shit at Chicago. Obviously, you're going to take it when it's double-digit points, so that's why he took Seahawks +10, clearly.
Number 3.
Next pick, he's got Falcons +10 at the Rams. I kind of like that pick, too, but then again, it's like the Rams did win the Super Bowl last year. That's obviously why they're favored by 10 here, because if you watch the Rams against the Bills, the Rams look terrible, but I think the Bills will make a lot of teams look bad this year. So we'll have to really see kind of where the Rams stand in the middle of the pack. Like, maybe when they play the upper echelon teams like the Bills and stuff like that, they get smashed. But when they play the Falcons, do they beat up on the Falcons? Daniel doesn't think so. That's why he took the Falcons +10.
Number 2.
His next pick, he's got the Ravens -3.5. They're at home taking on the Dolphins. Ravens beat the Jets last week. Dolphins beat the Patriots. Not really sure what his reasoning is on this one, but he's got Ravens -3.5.
Number 1.
And his last pick, his 5th pick, he's got the Bucks -2.5 on the road taking on the Saints. So those are Daniel's 5 picks. He has Chiefs -4. That was a loss. He's got Seahawks +10, Falcons +10, Ravens -3.5, and Bucks -2.5. Those are my boy Daniel's terrible, dumbass, dipshit picks. Went 1-4 last week. He's off to an 0-1 start week 2. Let's see how he finishes up. I'm really pulling for him to go 0-5. Not really, but, I mean, that would be hilarious. I've done it before. Actually, I don't know if I ever went 0-5. I went 1-4. Went 1-4 a few times. I actually don't think I've ever went 0-5. Yeah, I can't think of it. Maybe. But I don't think so.
I think if I would go 0-5, I probably just would stop doing the podcast because that would just be brutal. But, okay. So let's look at week two. We'll see where we're at. Let's see what we're doing. Some of the games that I haven't bet on, like Colts-Jags, that game's at +4. Jags are at home against the Colts. I kind of like the Jags, but I listened to enough bullshit this week that kind of talked me off of it. And something about like Frank Wright and the Colts and how they bounce back after a loss and how they come back stronger. So I stayed away from that game. My initial lean was the Jags +4, though, but I got off of it. I do like the Bucs against the Saints. It didn't make my card. Falcons-Rams, I had no opinion on that. Seahawks-49ers, the beginning of the week, I was leaning Seahawks heavy, but I just don't know why that line is 10 or was 10. Like, if you see what happened week one with both teams and then you go, I don't know. Vegas knows something I don't on that because to me the Seahawks look like the easiest pick, but I stayed away from it, didn't put it on my card. Bengals-Cowboys, disgusting. What a disgusting game that's going to be. Texans-Broncos. Broncos -10. Actually, I think they're down to -9 against the Texans. I kind of like the Broncos in that spot. I think last week was emotional. Things just didn't go well. Seahawks played better than expected. I feel like the Broncos are, you know. Actually, I don't even know if they get pissed because I don't know if Russell Wilson has that emotion where he like gets mad. He gets angry. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I do lean the Broncos -9, but it didn't make my card. I'm just going over all the games before I get to my five picks that I bet on for real, for real. Cardinals-Raiders. Raiders are favored by 6. Don't like that one. And Packers-Bears. Packers favored by 10 in that game. Don't like that either. And then you got two Monday Night Football games. I really like one of the Monday Night Football games. I'll save it, but I really, really like one of the Monday Night Football games. So you'll have to listen to Monday's pod to get that pick, but I've already put in a bunch of money on one team for Monday night. So let's get into my five games that I'm betting on for real. I've already put these bets in because every game I give out on the pod, I bet on, you know, not trying to be fake about it. I believe in this shit.
Number five.
All right. My fifth game that I love is the Dolphins +3.5. On the road, taking on the Ravens. I watched that Dolphins-Patriots game back. Thought the Dolphins did look pretty... They put together some drives that were really nice. Their defense played pretty good football. They always play well at home against the Patriots. But I don't know. I just think, you know, the Ravens, yeah, they beat up on the Jets. Ravens just seem a little clunky. Dolphins seem like they're ready to go more. I feel like this is a close game. I see the Dolphins winning the game outright, but I definitely see them keeping it within 3, and I'm getting 3.5 on the road. Let me get that Dolphins, please, for my pick number 5.
Number 4.
I got the Jets. Yes, the Jets.
J-E-T-E Jets.
Yes, those Jets. J-E-T-E Jets. People are probably like, what the fuck, Derek? Like, you keep with the Jets thing, with the Jets. I don't know why. I like to find the spots during the year where I think the Jets are going to do well. Last week, obviously, not one of those spots. This week, I think, is a different story. Ravens. Yes, the Ravens are not playing the Jets. They played them last week. What do the Ravens do well? They run the ball well. They're the best rushing team in the league, usually. They're up there with the Cleveland Browns, who that's who the Jets are playing this week. It's Jets versus Cleveland. In Cleveland, Jets +6.5 because the Jets can stop the run. They held the Ravens to 63 yards rushing last week. The Browns, they got a win last week against the Panthers. They ran for like 220 yards on the Panthers. I don't think they do that against the Jets. Therefore, I think this game is much closer. Jacoby Brissett, who's the quarterback for the Browns, threw for 150 yards last week. And he completed a bunch of balls. But that just tells you, like, It would almost look better if he went like 10 for 35 for 150 yards, but he went like 18 for 25 for 150 yards. So, you know, that guy's not chunking the ball down the field. The Jets can stop the run. I don't think the Jets get a win here, but I do think they keep the game within a touchdown, and I'm getting 6.5 points for the Jets. Give me that.
Give me that.
Number 3.
All right, next pick. I got the Lions. I'm buying into it. This is the first game the Lions, they're favored. First game, I believe, in 25 games that they're favored in the National Football League. They're taking on the Washington Commanders, who didn't look bad, at all against the Jags. I just think that Detroit has to do it, right? I read a stat somewhere that Detroit, since Campbell took over the team, Campbell's like 12-6 against the spread, and they've only won three games. So he's covered the game 12 times. He covered the point spread, but they only have three wins in his entire tenure. All right, I think the Lions start to put it together a little bit. I think that this is extra motivation for them to be favored. I feel like they have confidence. I feel like they could have beat Philly if Campbell doesn't panic and make a bonehead call in the third quarter where he onside kicks it, gives the ball right to the Eagles in great field position. They immediately score a touchdown, and they put the game just out of reach. All right? I think that was Campbell, you know, doing things that he didn't need to do. The Lions were in that game, and I think that he cost it last week with that coaching decision. I think he cleans that up. I'm going to ride with it. Obviously, I like the Lions because of Hard Knocks. I do, you know, every year. How can you not like the team that's on Hard Knocks? But they do have some dudes on that team. They can move the ball. They tackle well. You know, I think the Lions get it done at home against the Washington Commanders, and I think they cover the 1.5 and get a W. All right? So, Lions, that's my pick.
Number two.
I like the Giants. The Giants are -1.5 at home. Actually, up to -2. Okay, so Giants -2 at home taking on the Panthers. The Panthers could not stop the run last week. They allowed Cleveland, like I just told you, like 220 yards on the ground. Now they got Saquon Barkley coming to town. The Giants pulled a win out of their ass against a pretty tough Titans team. Now they got to play a pretty weak Panthers team. The Panthers lost last week to the Browns disgusted me. I mean, absolutely disgusted me. And so, therefore, the Giants made me happy with the win last week because they pulled me out of a big, bad hole I was in. Shout out to them. And I'm going to ride with them this week. I'm going to take the -2 at home, taking on a very shitty Panthers team, and the Giants are going to get it done. All right? Love that pick.
Number one.
All right. One last ride. One last Belichick ride is what I'm taking here. For my favorite pick of the weekend, I'm going with the New England Patriots. -1.5 at home against the Steelers for one reason. TJ Watt. TJ Watt will not be playing. That dude is incredible. He is such a game wrecker. The Steelers had, I believe, 5 turnovers. They forced 5 turnovers against the Bengals last week, and they had to go to overtime to win the game by a field goal. All right? Usually when you have you force 5 turnovers, you win the game by minimum 20. Minimum 2 touchdowns, okay? We'll even go lower than that. We'll go 2 touchdowns. No, they win the game by 3. That just shows you, I think, kind of the state of where the Steelers are at. You know, Bill, the Patriots, they always struggle down in Miami. They didn't look good. I'm not lying. Like, I watched the game. They didn't look good. But I told you last week that what I look for this week is sometimes teams that didn't look as good the first week that I know are better than that, and so they're going to look to bounce back week 2. We'll see. I mean, if the Patriots lose this game to a TJ Wattless Steelers team, you won't see me betting on the Patriots anymore the rest of the year. Well, I shouldn't say that, but I couldn't imagine I would. If the Patriots are going to win and cover a game this year, it's going to be this one. At home, taking on the Steelers, favored by 1.5 against a team that is not that good, and they just lost their best player. Better get it done, Bill. You better get it done. But yeah, those are my 5 games I'm betting on for real. Okay, for real. I have a game Monday night that I absolutely love. I'll wait till Monday's podcast to do that. It's definitely the Vikings, though. It's absolutely, but I'll wait till Monday to reveal that. But it's definitely the Vikings. And the money line I'm giving you this week for the underdog money line is the Dolphins. I like the Dolphins +145. I like for them to go into Baltimore and win that game outright. All right, so those are the 5 games I'm betting on. There's my money line underdog pick. For those of you downloading and subscribing, I appreciate you. I will have another live podcast, another live Degenerate Derek podcast coming up at a Twin Peaks in October. So listen for more details on that. I think I'm actually doing two live ones in October at Twin Peaks. So I'm pretty excited about that. Shout out to Twin Peaks. They are the official sponsor of the Degenerate Derek podcast. Make sure you stop by for an ice cold beer. They have great food, the best girls. Shout out to Twin Peaks, my official sponsor. I'll be doing a live podcast there in San Antonio. I'll let you know more details. Probably on Monday, I'll be able to announce all the details, but it's definitely going down next month. Appreciate all the support. Best of luck week two. I feel great about the picks I gave you. Let's hope they come through. If you're following me, if you're fading me, I wish you no luck, but I respect it and I understand after my 2-3 start, okay? Let's get back real quick. Let's get back on the winning track. Let's get our record above 500. Let's make some fucking money this weekend, all right? Good luck, everybody. I'll see you Monday as we recap and break down two Monday Night Football games. Later.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously. The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.